The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This hour or this day, if this is the time you start your day normally, you're going to find, and if you weren't aware of what was going on toward the end of the day yesterday, you're going to find yourself in the middle of a conversation that probably will be wall to wall, at least in the circumstances that I can imagine us going, whether it be through social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug or Ken, because Jennifer is doing what most people are doing in the summertime, taking advantage of a little time off here and there. The essence of our conversation today has to be around the Malaysian airliner that was shot down yesterday. Who's responsible for it? There's sort of a review that we do every week at this time at DougStefan.com on the top 10 talk radio topics of the week, asking for you to tell us what you think the number one item is. Is it the immigration situation? Is it the situation in the Middle East between the Israelis and the Palestinians, or the Iraqis and the Syrians? Is it the shooting down of this Malaysian airliner? Is it the Obama lawsuit? Is it who's running for president in 2016? Is it Eric Holder and his outright ridiculous racism comments? The missing emails at the IRS? The weather this week? Or the Major League Baseball All-Star Game? Had this happened, and this is how things turn around earlier in the week, I have no doubt in my mind that the Malaysian airliner 777 crash, well, not crash, the shooting down of the plane yesterday would be number one. In my mind, it is number one for any number of reasons. I'm interested in hearing from our folks who probably are tuning into this now, Kenny, people who have something to say about the Russians and how dirty they are when it comes to this sort of thing. Whether they actually shot the plane down or not, it's very interesting to see how now the world is going to really get angry at the Russians or what's going on in the Ukraine. Because here's a plane that's flying over here. There are all kinds of questions wrapped around this. Why was the plane there? Why didn't they shut down these routes? Blah, blah, blah. All of that's meaningless nonsense at this point, because there are 298 people who are dead, and one wonders why. About the time this was taking place, President Obama was on the phone with Vladimir Putin talking about the situation there, when Putin told Obama that there was news breaking about a Malaysian airliner jet being shot down. At least that's the story that's coming from the Russians. Whether or not that's true, I don't know what the White House said. Kenny, what? The White House more or less said the same thing, didn't they? And I don't even know why that's important. I mean, who cares what they were talking about? The important thing here is, or the thing that deserves our comment and our focus, is why and how. And so it goes from that point on, it seems to me. But where does the comment begin when it comes to social media? Is it our listeners? Is it just the general world mourning and then getting angry about this, calling for an inquiry? Everybody knows what happened. Everybody already knows what happened. And the bad guys apparently have the black boxes from the plane, right?
Yeah, that is at least the rumor. I actually have a comment about that. Harry says, I just heard that the Russians took the black boxes. Now, if that's true, it makes them even more suspicious.
Yeah, they're culpable. Whether it's the Russians, see, the line gets gray here, because the Russians are fomenting this. They're the ones who are setting up. If it isn't Russians themselves or Russian soldiers, it's people who are Russian sympathizers who live in that part of the eastern part of the Ukraine, which borders on Russia. So the Russians have been trying, as you know, for a year to stir the pot over there and to get control of more land, because it's a good growing area. It has a lot of access to things that the Russians want that the Russians don't have, frankly, like decent weather and decent growing regions. So with that in mind, all of this other stuff and the conniving and the lying from Putin and all that BS. It's all supplanted now by the downing of this Malaysia plane. What other comments can you find, Kenny?
Jack says, the world should not tolerate how the Russian aggravated war in Ukraine has caused this tragedy.
Nope, they should not. And the clamping down, you know, the discussion has been on how we had sanctions against some of the major Russian figures, officials, business people, that kind of thing. Now it comes down to the bottom line of how do you hold the whole country accountable? Whether, again, the Russians actually shot it down, it was one of their missiles in the hands of the separatists, and that is just the same as far as I'm concerned. So what else, Kenny?
Carl says, I would not doubt Obama was behind this.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't...
Where did that come from? No, sorry, yeah. Sir.
Plenty of reasons to not like Obama, but
yeah, that's not one of them.
This is one.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous statement. Okay, what else?
Jennifer says, what happens now and tomorrow? What's the next step? Because we can't just sit by while innocent people are shot down in airplanes.
All right, so then let's ask that in terms of our focus here, whether it be at 888-302-3684. What was your first reaction, unless this is the first time you've heard this story, about the downed Malaysia airliner? Another 777 that belonged to Malaysian Airlines. Can you imagine this airline, most people figure, is poorly run anyway. There are a lot of people wondering why the heck the plane was flying where it was. I'm looking around at something. By the way, I have 14 news sites in front of me, and I'm looking around, and there's really not much else that appears here other than a little conversation about what is going on in America, the White House, with some suspicious package. Other than that, pretty much everything surrounds this Malaysian Airlines plane. And the question comes on why the airlines didn't avoid this Ukrainian airspace, which is pretty risky. So maybe we get into that in a matter of moments. 888-302-3684 if you care to involve yourself in the conversation that way, or facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, email to Doug at DougStefan.com. This portion of the program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. If you wonder why the people here on the Good Day program love BuzzBox Coffee, I got a couple of really important reasons for you to consider. And a question. Did you know that as Americans we drink so much coffee that we actually get more of our antioxidants from coffee than from fruits and vegetables? That's why it's good to know that BuzzBox Coffee is USDA certified organic. It contains none of the harmful insecticides or pesticides that most other coffees have. The fact that BuzzBox Coffee is not hyper-caffeinated, it is strong and really solid quality. When you look at there's Arabica coffee and there's other kinds of coffee, depends on where it comes from. BuzzBox Coffee is smooth, not acidic, since it's only shade-grown coffee, which is now is how nature intended coffee to be grown. We also love that one cup at a time, we're enjoying the best of the best coffee and having real impact on my farm here in Massachusetts. That's where some of the money is going, to help support what's going on the farm. So taste the difference, make the difference by joining the folks who have signed up for a free pound of BuzzBox Coffee to get them started. Get your free pound by calling 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougStefan.com, look on any of the pages, click on the orange BuzzBox, and sign up for your free BuzzBox Coffee.
This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot and give you additional savings on that new piece of gear you really want. Plus hundreds of other deals throughout the store. Like all keyboards, up to 20% off. All headphones and hand percussion, 15% off. Or a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar, now only $129. Plus, get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up sales event. Now through Sunday. Details at your local store and guitarcenter.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
It's Sam Adams Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Get responsible.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? Proof that great things are even better when they're reinvented, such as the case with Valvoline that actually introduced motor oil back in 1866. They've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Jennifer is off. Kenny Kessler is here as we monitor what people are thinking about this. Am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Rostislav?
Rostislav, yes.
Okay. And you're thinking what on this?
Well, my feeling is that, the U.S. has supported these fascistic idiots in Kiev. There's no question what the Maidan and the Svoboda Party are. I suspect they could have possibly done this. And, of course, in the United States right now, it is in fashion to be anti-Russian. I've never seen such an orgy of anti-Russian behavior before. As I'm seeing, a lot of it comes from, of course, the Kaiser Obama administration. This idiot is going to lead us down a road to the First World War of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Jim, what do you think?
Well, of course, world wars are business, big business. War always has been. Ask one of us veterans. It was McCain and Victoria Nuland who were in Kiev supporting the coup d'etat and the puppet regime installation of Yatsenyuk in Kiev. It's no reason to suspect that we're not involved in some covert operation.
How would we be involved?
Well, this has been said in General Wesley Clark admitted that we have a 7-year plan to overthrow 7 strategic countries through a military regime.
When did he say that? When did Clark say that?
In 2007.
Yeah. How much relativity does that have today? Man, there are a lot of people who have some very interesting and strong opinions on this. Share them if you will. Spend more time on it in the next half hour. 888-302 Doug at 21 after. This is Good Day for Friday.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. Pearl Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pearl Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pearl Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Part of our lives. Pop music in the form of hits from the disco era play an important role with Summer. It's Donna Summer. Guess we could have a combo here. This is a summer song and a pop song. Bad Girls was number one during this week in 1979. They seem to be thinking more about bad than good this morning. So, who knows how all of these pieces, you see how my mind works? Rather differentially. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jennifer taking a couple of days off. It's summertime. A lot of people are doing that. The late night comedians had their time off during the July 4th week. So they're back now. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Seth Meyers represent themselves. You decide whether they represent themselves well by listening to the bits and pieces of some of their jokes from last night.
Man, big drought here in California. Yeah, that's the story. Yeah. Big drought. Y'all aware of the drought?
Yes. We're thirsty.
It hasn't rained here since 1949.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, yeah. Well, people are pitching in trying to help. Lady Gaga, this is the biggest news, agreed to make a $250,000 donation to California drought relief. Lady Gaga, I think that's good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Gaga also agreed to stop watering her hat. I think that's a great stance on her part. That was using 600 gallons a day. Keep those things alive.
This week, our pal Rob Ford faced off against his four challengers in a debate for Toronto mayor. Yeah. His opponents were, of course, pretty critical of his performance, but Ford said, hey, my record slurs for itself. And you know,
I've got tons of stuff.
I'll legalize laws. That's right, Rob Ford faced off in a debate against his four major challengers, and contrary to popular belief, they were not crack, whiskey, sausage, and fudge.
You know, when they got themselves a new pope, I thought, oh, a new pope. Because, you know, it's, what's he going to do? But the guy has come into office, and I think it's safe to say, has just gone crazy. And people love the guy. And now he's... And now he's thinking about doing away with celibacy for priests. Are you like me? Are you thinking Real Housewives of the Vatican? Huh?
Some important legal news. A federal judge ruled yesterday that California's version of the death penalty is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. Apparently, the difference is California's version has avocado on it.
Huh. I think you have to think about that one for a minute. The people in the news department has a story about T. Leone. Now she's calling herself Taya. You've noticed that? She's in this new television show about Secretary of State called, I think it's Madam Secretary. Isn't it supposed to come out this fall? She has been in many good movies. T. Leone started as a traffic reporter in Boston. That's how she started her career as a broadcaster or television personality, movie star, whatever. She comes from New Bedford, Massachusetts. And according to the stories floating around this week as they begin to promote this program, she hasn't worked a lot in the last few years because she wanted to stay home with her two children. Father is David Duchovny. I don't think they're together anymore, are they? Didn't they?
I don't think so.
No, anyway. So she said she turned to her 12-year-old son and said, I'm going to be gone a little bit more. I'm not going to be around as much as usual. Are you cool with that? And her son said, yeah, I'm getting tired of you anyway. So she plays the U.S. Secretary of State with Tim Daly as her husband in the upcoming CBS show, Madam Secretary.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Coming right up, with the unemployment rate now down to 6%, will the economy actually be a winner or at worst a wash this fall for Democrats?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. With the unemployment rate plummeting to 6% and the Dow at record levels, might the economy actually be a net winner for Democrats this fall?
No, the Democrats shouldn't say it's Morning in America. This June report was a terrible jobs report. You lost 532,000 people who left the workforce in the month of June. Of the 283,000 jobs that were created, almost entirely 100% of those were part-time jobs. If you look at the U6 number, that is those who have been out of the workforce for 6 months or longer, the unemployment rate is 12.1%. So no, if the Democrats want to run on those economic numbers and say that the economy is booming, I say bring it on.
Well, look, I mean, the numbers on unemployment are moving in a good direction. That's a fact. All the things that Ron says are also true. You know, there are underlying real structural problems with this economy and then people who have stopped looking for work. So, I mean, I think there's a difference between saying that the trends are moving in the right direction and where people are and what they feel about the state of the economy. So I think the White House has been right to take the general kind of tone they had about generally better economic news. It's not good enough.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Gary Lamar.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCA.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods. From the Freeze Dry Guy, factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wondering about the intelligent way of trying to figure out issues of the day, especially when it comes to the situation that we find ourselves in, talking about the Malaysian airliner that was shot down yesterday over the Ukraine. This plane took off from Amsterdam and was on its way to their headquarters, to the Malaysian capital of Kuala Lumpur. We're learning a lot about this, collectively, about what airline routes, the amazing number of planes that are in the sky, the amazing number of people who travel all over the world every single day. So what are we afraid of here? The fear-based news media, all about trying to scare people to, well, don't fly anywhere because the Russian missiles are going to get you. That kind of nonsense. Interesting, Kenny, that the Russian media reporting that the Russian military detected the use of this anti-air missile, which apparently was a Russian missile. They detected the use of it about the time. I mean, this is, they monitor this sort of thing, like the Israelis monitor the Palestinian missiles. You know, you have the ability to, with technology the way it is today, to watch all of these things all over the globe, whether it's satellite imagery, whatever it is. But the Russians knew that this thing had been used, and they knew that the missile was shot near the site of the Malaysian airliner crashing. The Malaysian airliner was not close to the ground. The Malaysian airliner was at 32,000 feet, if I have my information correct. It was just flying over this airspace. So one wonders, and I guess a lot of people who do a lot of international traveling. I don't happen to do a lot anymore. I certainly haven't recently. I pretty much have been back and forth across the country. And as a matter of fact, I'm flying to California tomorrow for a couple of days to spend with my pregnant daughter. And I'm thinking, yeah, there are going to be people who, I'm going to bet the TSA is going to try to take some angle. And, oh, we're going to carefully check your bag because you might have a missile in it. That kind of nonsense. The real question here is why it is, I find it pretty remarkable, actually, that a civil airline company was on a flight path, a flight plan that took it over the Ukraine. Why would you fly over a country where there's all this hoopla? Fly somewhere, you know, around it.
The violence has been, in this circumstance, it's crazy violence. And you can't predict what the heck is going on here. Whether they, it just shows again how badly run Malaysia Airlines is. I'm not sure whether other airline operations, whether they are American companies or whether international, whether British Airways is sending, because they fly the same route from London to Kuala Lumpur. Are they flying over Ukraine? I'm betting not. 888-302-3684. Some rather interesting, I don't want to say crazy, philosophies. We've heard from a few folks calling that the Americans are behind this, Obama's behind it, why are we blaming the Russians, that sort of thing. What are you getting as far as comments are concerned? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Kenny on this.
Well, regarding Malaysia Airlines, Tony says no airline can survive two disasters within 12 months. This tragedy has far-reaching effects above the devastating loss of life.
Mm. Yes, wasn't there a move afoot? It was state-owned, and they were going to privatize it. They're looking for the flight data recorders. Some of the rebels say they have them. A helicopter has ferried a group of monitors from various international inspection agencies to figure out what went on here. This whole thing, the finger pointing certainly has started, but the whole thing is disturbing in that it involves 300 innocent lives. These people weren't involved in this thing at all, just in an airplane flying over the site. And that's what brings me back around to wondering what the heck were they flying over Ukraine airspace for in the first place. All right, so
I did see several postings that there had been earlier in the day yesterday four other flights that had followed the same route.
Mm-hmm.
Not Malaysian Airlines, four other airlines. They were, but
mm-hmm. Well, the other side of it is that the airlines will do anything to save fuel, and that obviously flying gives you the ability to take the most direct, as they say, as the crow flies, the most direct route. And so under the circumstances, if you're at 32,000 feet, you don't really much think that somebody's going to shoot a missile at you, especially if you're not doing anything that provokes anything other than, hello, I'm flying over the airspace. But if a lot of airlines are doing it, just seems like it would be common sense not to fly over the Ukraine. Hindsight's 20/20. What other comments have you got there?
Joanne says, we don't have enough info to really come to any conclusions yet, and the theories are flying.
Yes.
Any way you look at this, it's absolutely tragic.
Yep. There's nothing other than tragic that describes it. There's a great word for it. 181 bodies have been removed from the site so far. Apparently, and I don't know this for a fact, I'm looking at a couple of different things here which indicate that Putin either was in the area or flying around the area. I'm looking at a map of this area. Putin might have been the target of the missile attack. Supposedly, he was on his way or coming back from a summit in Brazil, and his plane, that I don't know what kind of a plane he's got. I suppose anything's possible. It's easy for us to blame the Russians because they've got dirty hands all over this stuff. If it wasn't, and it was the Ukrainian rebels, but where are they getting a hold of a Russian missile? Am I naive to think they couldn't get a hold of it? Suppose they can get a hold of whatever they want to get a hold of if they work at it enough. What do you have on that, Kenny?
Let's see. Candace says, what's going on with the other Russian border countries? Are they worrying that they're next?
Yeah. The presidential jet that Putin was on were, let's see here, about a half hour apart, looking at the timeline here. The contours of the aircraft are similar in size and coloring. The speculation has been dismissed, however. Anyway. We're pulling stuff out of the air literally here. Yes, go ahead.
Did you see this was kind of eerie? A Dutch man who boarded this plane who was going to Malaysia for a vacation to go to the beach, he took a picture of the plane before he got on and posted it on Facebook and as a joke, and he, because of the other plane that disappeared, and he said, if this flight disappears, here's what it looks like. And then he got on the plane.
Looks just like the other plane that went down. Exactly the same plane, configuration, painting, all that stuff. Well, how do you approach this stuff, Lee? All right, so, well, go ahead. I'm bewildered. Meredith just said to me, there's something wrong with your energy today. And there is. I'm completely conflunked on this because it's just so tiring every day to wake up and bang around with all of this stuff. And I want to go back to the days when we had fun. It's just screwing all this stuff.
And it's different than, we've had so much with Israel and Hamas this week.
Yeah.
But they're intentionally fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
This was a plane full of innocent people shot down for what seems like no reason.
Yeah. Well, we've had our problem. Remember when we shot down that plane? Was it during the Reagan administration? We were in the Middle East. A plane was shot down with 291. It was an Airbus. I remember, I'm trying to remember where it was going to or coming from or something, but imagine that was something we were directly responsible for. And we had to make reparations to the families, to the country. I'm not remembering the specifics about it, but I do vaguely remember that happening, and that was, again, during the Reagan years. 888-302-3684. Speaking of what's going on in the Middle East, the first major Israeli ground offensive in Gaza took place yesterday. First time they've been over there in 5 years, the Israelis. Comes after they're trying to work on brokering a deal for a ceasefire. And the Palestinians pulled out of it, so the whole effort failed. So the Israelis went back to fighting. It's just the world is nuts. And I'm remembering back to World War One. I'm not suggesting we're going to World War because we're not, because nobody's going to survive, and everybody knows that, if that were the case. But you think about when Archduke Ferdinand was killed and all the other crazy things that were going on in that part of the world anyway. It's just, there's like a virus, like a bacteria, like a bug. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I have it. And I don't like it. It's uncomfortable. Let's see if we can dig ourselves out of it by thinking about how beautiful your face can be. Although yesterday we were teasing because Genucel, which is the brand of the product that I'm advising you to think about when it comes to wrinkles and puffiness around your eyes, this is the way to deal with that problem. And Rich McFadden of our staff was happy to point out, it isn't going to make your face beautiful if it's ugly. Well, I guess ugly is in the minds of the beholder. Some people think bags and puffiness and lines around their eyes is ugly, and that you can alleviate by using this serum called Genucel. It was developed from stem cell technology, so that it's basically the peptides that are in this are similar to what's in your skin. It's not collagen, but it's something that's similar. It's something you apply, and it works away at the skin, smooths things out, and you look in a natural way, more beautiful or more acceptable, I guess, depending on whether you think that bags and puffiness around your eyes are unacceptable. There are a lot of people who have started using Genucel, and within a couple of weeks, people are amazed at how wonderfully well their face looks. As far as lines and puffiness, that sort of thing, help yourself to Genucel. Get it to work for you in 12 hours. Dial 800-543-9262 to get on the Genucel bandwagon. Order it right now. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get a jar of the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment as well. That comes free when you buy Genucel at 800-543-9262, eliminating the department store, the middleman, if you will, the unsightly bags and puffiness that you've had for years. Now you get rid of it. You be the judge. Try it out. 800-543-9262 to get rid of the wrinkles and the lines all around your face.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing the fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 18th through the 21st. With 40% off our paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is finally here, and it's time for the All-American Cookout. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 45% of Americans say hamburgers are the entree on the menu most. So don't forget the beef. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Hamburgers are an American staple at summer cookouts. But let's try to turn it up a bit this year. Instead of just using ground sirloin, combine equal parts of sirloin, brisket, and short ribs. Then top off your burger with a homemade slaw with a little bit of spicy kick. You and your guests will be amazed at the difference. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so because I don't want to be in the mood that I've been in for the last 2 or 3 hours just dealing with this foolishness in the sense that it's tragedy, but all this stuff. So I found something that may find a wry smile coming to your face. If you haven't heard the story about this couple in Southern California who scaled back watering their lawn because of the drought in the state of California. They got a warning from the town where they live that they might be fined for creating an eyesore, right? Michael Court and his wife Laura, who live in Glendora, they received on Thursday a letter from the city warning them they had 60 days to green up their brown lawn or pay a $500 fine. The town says, don't use town water. But they don't like the effects of not using water, so you better do something about it. So what do they do about it? The letter bearing the official symbol of Glendora and its police department came as a result of the city getting involved. This is why the whole country is breaking down, because all these we've created these fiefdoms, these little Hitlers, these little despots, they all think they're in charge of something very important, so they're going to drive around in their car, their police car, and look for, they're going to police green lawns. That's how ridiculous this country has become. So the city manager of Glendora said the city did encourage conservation, but their lawn was in such bad shape, it needs to be fixed. Really? And so how do you do that if you don't water it? I would like to have some genius figure that one out. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Friday is upon us. Time for us to have some technology instruction, Tech Talk time, starting with Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk with you about a new device that can approximate your calories. I was talking to a woman last night. We had a little ice cream social at the farm last night, and the lady came with her new watch that is associated with smartphones, Kenny. You don't have to do anything with it. You just wear it, and it tells you what your heartbeat is and how many feet you have walked and all kinds of things. It was really pretty amazing. So, and it counts your calories. I wonder if this is similar to that. We'll find out. Shelley Palmer up next here on Good Day.
This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot and give you additional savings on that new piece of gear you really want. Plus, hundreds of other deals throughout the store. Like all keyboards, up to 20% off. All headphones and hand percussion, 15% off. We're a Fender DG60 acoustic guitar, now only $129. Plus, get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up sales event. Now through Sunday, details at your local store and guitarcenter.com.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, why bother taking the time to count your calories when your microwave could do it for you? Researchers at GE have created a device that's able to quickly figure out how many calories are in your food by analyzing its fat content, water content, and weight. Using those numbers, it can then roughly figure out how many calories are in the food. The device isn't part of any commercial product yet, but the researchers are optimistic because of recent breakthroughs in the field. So what's the biggest roadblock right now? The device only
works with substances that are the same consistency throughout, like blended foods and liquids. While that would work for some foods we eat, most of us aren't on an eternal juice cleanse. GE's researchers think they'll be able to crack the code and say if they're able to bring a product like this to market, it'll be able to scan your food in just 1 or 2 seconds. For now, we'll just have to resort to reading food labels. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The best way to start the new school year is to look awesome and feel like a genius. Get the best of both worlds by saving 75% off select new Kyocera phones from Boost Mobile with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Metaphorically speaking, that's like getting more bang for your buck, more bounce for your ounce, more booyah for less moolah, more bling bling for less cha-ching, more of what you want for less of what you got. So let Boost Mobile give you a back-to-school boost with discounts on select Kyocera phones with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Because we could all use a little more or a little less, metaphorically speaking. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. Boost Mobile. Offer ends 8/31/14 at participating dealers and boostmobile.com. While supplies last for new customers only on a monthly plan. Discounts vary and are limited to select Kyocera phones. Excludes taxes. Coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer or visit boostmobile.com/stores for details.
A lot of people are talking about tweeting, as usual. How much tweeting do you do? Ladies on The View this week talk about whether celebrities ought to be tweeting about foreign news events. Rihanna stepped in some doo-doo when she tweeted about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and so that's sort of the basis for this.
Rihanna caused a bit of a commotion yesterday online, tweeting, "Free Palestine." Now, she quickly took it down and replaced it with a photo of Palestinian and Jewish children arm-in-arm with the caption, "Let's pray for peace and a swift end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict." Is there any hope? So is this like another tale of perhaps you should actually read what you're tweeting before you tweet it?
There goes that Dayton Israel tour date. I mean, I think so. I think she apologized saying that she just retweeted something or cut and pasted, but I think a lot of celebrities, you know, feel like they want to get on a hashtag bandwagon and don't do the research.
You know what I think? I think it is that people don't like seeing a lot of celebrities involved in international politics unless you've seen them before. Like you've seen George Clooney, Brad Pitt, you've seen LeVar Burton. They get involved in this. I follow them. I see this on their Twitter feed all the time. They do the about politics. They do the research. Mm-hmm. But when you see, I think people want, and Amari Stoudemire got in trouble too, I think. And Dwight Howard. I think people want to see Dwight Howard tweet about how many rebounds he got because he doesn't tweet about international politics. And Rihanna, I think they want to know when you're going to make the remix to Umbrella. And that's what they want to see you tweet about.
Right, pretty amazing. Microsoft cutting thousands of jobs. A lot of people.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.